And we're joined now by Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan as the Panthers in preseason get ready for the 2024 campaign. And, well, Matt, first of all, are you recovered from playing in the dirt for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely slept in and got a lot of sleep on Sunday. I didn't do a lot of anything, really. And I've kind of snuck in a couple naps at the beginning of this week. But, yeah, recharged and energized and glad that we're at this point of the year and I'm ready for this season to get rolling.
I think I asked you this last year, but that just has to be kind of a cool experience knowing that on, you know, Saturday you were helping getting ready for the biggest sprint car show of the season. You and your family take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, it's something, it's been a family thing clear since I was a little kid. My grandpa back in late 40s, early 50s, he helped kind of shape it and started taking care of the racetrack after that. And my dad took over in the mid-90s, and yeah, as far back as I can remember, I've ran around that place and grew up there, and it's definitely something, aside from football season, it's another thing that's high up there on my list that I look forward to every year. And now it's pretty cool because I have a two-year-old son, and he's sounds like he's just like my brother and I were when we were younger, just wanting to be up there all the time and gets frustrated if we don't take him up there. And it's cool getting to see him up there with my dad. And I kind of think back to my grandpa and myself. And yeah, so it's awesome. I love being up around there.
Well, now it's time for a football season. And you're just a couple days in as we record this for your practices. Sounds like just from what was said out on the field, pretty pleased with the first few days out here.
Yeah, I think things have been going pretty well. And we weren't 100% sure what to expect necessarily with having so many seniors that they played when they were sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and losing those 18, 20 guys. But our junior class has done a really nice job of stepping up and picking up where they left off. And they've done a nice job as this week has progressed at kind of falling into those leadership roles and being vocal and letting guys know that we have standards and expectations and how we do certain things. So I've been pretty impressed with that, with not really sure kind of where we're going to be sitting.
Let's kind of talk about who you got this year. You got several seniors and several familiar returning names from last year that fans will hear from again.
Yeah, we're really excited. I'm a big offensive guy, and I give Coach Cole a hard time. But offensively, we've got Woolsey coming back at quarterback. He's started and had varsity playing time the last 2 years, so it's not like he's a completely new or fresh quarterback getting in there that doesn't know what he's doing. He has worked so hard this offseason. That's one thing I've been probably impressed with the most, just his work ethic, going to camps, getting guys rounded up and coming out on Saturdays, running routes, and really just trying to do everything that he can possible to help him be successful and help our team be successful. We also have a ton of receivers coming back, which is going to be hard for defenses, I feel like, to line up a match against. I mean, we've got Kobe Higginbotham coming back. He was at the top of our district all year last year. Once we got into district play, teams really started to try and do some things with him as far as bracketing or double coverage. And he did a nice job even when they were doing that. And the thing that's nice about that is it opens up our other guys out there. And they get a lot more one-on-one coverage. So you could see last year Max was benefiting from that. Kaysen got in after Jay went down with his appendix. And Kaysen did a great job to finish the season, and he's done a nice job to start the season this year. Ryland has done a great job there as well. We've got Eli Fuller and Tayshawn Connor. So just a handful of guys, and I'm sure I'm probably missing some because there's so many of them. So, yeah, we're excited about that. Up front, offensively, we're replacing a lot of guys there and a lot of size and a lot of experience. But the ones that we do have, they've been working really hard. Carter Lakota's had a great offseason, been really dedicated in the weight room. He went to a couple camps this year. We've got some other guys trying some new places or new spots up there. Reagan Roberts is going to be back for us. He got playing time last year, and he's done a nice job. So really that's probably our offensively where we're trying to sort some things out and figure out who can fit where and what they can do. Defensively, we've got some guys coming back, but there's a lot of new faces there. Just tonight when we were at practice and I was watching and looking, we lost two really good linebackers last year that were top two linebackers in our district, or top four for the last couple of years. So we've Cale Irving's done a nice job stepping in there. Christian Breda in a new position for him is playing linebacker and trying that out. We've got David Gorski coming back. So he was a all-district lineman last year, defensive lineman. So it's good to have him. Ruger Kendall is going to do a nice job for us defensively up front too. He went down with an injury at Nevada last year, and he was really starting to kind of turn that corner and get his season going really hot or really well. So yeah, we're excited about having those guys, and we're also excited about some of these younger guys being able to step up and get their chance and show us what they can do.
Talking to Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan on KNIA KVLS, special teams wise, what do you got cooking there?
So that's something we're going to be working through that more here in the next couple of days, focusing a lot on offense and defense right now. Max will be back for punting, working on some kicking stuff. We've had Jensen Finnegan has came out this year to do some kicking, which has been nice. Tommy Butel as well. And then we've got a freshman kicker, Kalen Finley. He's out here all the time working on PATs and field goals. So we're excited. Obviously, he's a freshman. But we're excited to see what he can do as he progresses through our program and gets older and grows.
Last year, and I know you don't want me to bring this up, but you lost four games that one play or two plays could have made the difference. What do you do this year? What are you telling the guys this year? What has to change? What do they have to do to reverse those games and maybe go from 2-7 to maybe 6-3?
Yeah, it was not that I remember have paid attention necessarily, but it was 8 points through four games with 52 seconds or less left in the game. A lot of that is just us as a coaching staff cleaning things up and not letting big plays or mental lapses happen. And really, one thing I've talked a lot about, and we just got done talking about special teams, but having a big emphasis on special teams. We can't do well on offense and defense and then drop the ball when we get to special teams. And that's one thing that we talked about over the summer when we were working on specials. If you go back and look in those four games that we lost by a total of 8 points, some of it potentially could have came down to special teams breakdowns. And that's on me, and I'm going to do a better job this year of coaching that up and getting our guys ready. Just I think a big thing was seeing that we can be in these games and we belong to be in them, and just getting that mentality where we can get into these games and it can be a dogfight and a heavyweight boxing match back and forth, and we can be confident that at the end of the game we're going to be able to do what we need to do to get the job done.
What kind of team is this going to be? Because I know last year you had trouble running the ball. How much of that's been addressed, and how much balance are you going to have this year?
I mean, me obviously being a line guy too, I want to run the ball, but we've got to go with what our players are capable of and what fits them the best. And right now, having Woolsey back there at quarterback and then just a ton of receivers, might be a little more heavy on the pass game. But we'll see. We've got a couple new guys that have came out this year that are back there trying out for our running back, and we're kind of excited to see what they can do. But right now it's kind of tough too, not being full pads. We'll get full pads on Monday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have a lot better idea of kind of where some guys are going to sort out and where they'll fit in.
The district this year, I think the one team's going to go on a revenge tour because they didn't have the type of season that they had, and that's the team out west. Other than that, what's the district makeup look like? Again, it's going to be a rough district because you got all these teams that are traditionally very good.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough district, but we want to. That's why we're playing the game too. We want to play the best teams, and we want to show that we can compete with them. And eventually, we're going to get to the point where we put ourselves where we can beat them. Harlan, they're gonna reload. They've lost some guys the last two seasons, but they've got a great tradition up there. So definitely expect them to be able to fill those spots, no problem. Nevada's probably going to be up there. They have a top linebacker. I think he was top two or three last year. So he's going to be a senior. So that's going to be a tough one. We'll have to make sure we keep an eye on him at all times. Atlantic, they're one that is interesting to me. Just looking at some stuff, I think that they do a great job out there, and their coaching staff. They lost a few guys, but I feel like they have a good amount coming back. They have a really good running back that, seeing some videos of stuff from him this summer, has been working really hard in the weight room and throwing a lot of weight around. And they've usually had some good size too. So I think that could be a team that could surprise some people. And then Creston, they lost a really solid group of kids last year, but I think that staff has done a nice job of kind of getting that program turned around and kind of going in the right direction and just getting their expectations and their standards set, that those other kids coming through now can see that and mimic that. So I think those teams will be good. Perry, not sure with them. They got another new head coach this year, so don't know a ton about him. We were talking the other day with Coach Pep and their coach up there. I forgot which college it was that he went to, maybe St. Olaf. Coach Pep immediately went to when he was in college at Central and what St. Olaf did and talking about things that they could potentially do that we'll be seeing. So it was kind of nice to have that little conversation and potentially get an idea of maybe what they'll do. But, yeah, we're not sure how they're going to pan out or where they're going to end up.
If there's one area that maybe you're a little worried about or maybe there's a concern you want to have a little more focus on, what would that be?
In my mind, I would probably say probably our guys up front, and our guys know that, and they've been working their butts off, and we've been talking with them a ton. And we, when we go to from losing 5, 6, 7 seniors that have been playing for 3 years, we're gonna have some growing pains. But it's a great group of kids. They know our expectations, and they know how hard that they need to work, and they know how important they are to the success of our team. So they're not gonna back down, and they're gonna work their butts off, and they're gonna be ready to roll on the 30th and every Friday after that.
All right, looking forward to it. Good luck to you, and we'll talk every week.
Thanks, DC.
That's Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach. We're back after this. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA, Careless.